You're listening to SBS News.
It has a long history of being known as the Blue Ribbon seat of Higgins, as it's always been held by the Liberal Party. It includes the traditionally wealthy suburbs of Toorak, South Yarra and Prahran. At the last election in 2016, there was a swing against the outgoing member Kelly O'Dwyer and one towards activist Jason Ball of the Greens, who's contesting the seat again this year. Dr. Katie Allen is running for the Liberal Party, and human rights lawyer Fiona McLeod SC is the Labor candidate. The electorate is not only wealthy, it's becoming increasingly diverse, and it has a large number of people who do not identify as heterosexual. Joy 94.9 approached and managed to convince all three of the main candidates to appear together on air for a candidates' forum. All agreed that climate change is top of mind with voters. Jason Ball told Joy the electorate is full of people who care about important values such as fairness, compassion and integrity.
Those values are not being reflected right now by our federal parliament. We have a prime minister whose answer to climate change is to bring a lump of coal, and we have an opposition leader in Bill Shorten who won't rule out supporting the Adani coal mine. I think we need representation in our parliament that actually reflects the values of the people of Higgins, and that's what they'll get with myself. That's what they'll get from the Greens.
Labor's Fiona McLeod also stressed the need to take action on climate change. And as a former chairwoman of Transparency International Australia, the non-government organisation that shines a light on corruption, she too believes integrity is important.
We have lost, as a public, our trust in public institutions and in government. And this failure to commit to a robust and proper National Integrity Commission is a shame. There is so much work we need to do here, committing whistleblower reforms.
Unlike many other democracies, Australia doesn't have a Bill of Rights, and all three candidates express support for a human rights charter.
What we need and what the Greens are taking forward in this election is a human rights charter. We're one of the only countries in the world without one. And it is something that we need to protect all of Australians from discrimination, not just the LGBTIQ community.
Is that something that the other candidates support, a human rights charter?
Absolutely. Tess, I'm on the record for supporting a human rights charter and for contributing to the public debate about that. This is something that has been lacking in Australian conversation, at least since the Brennan Review a number of years ago, and we need to revive that debate,
Casey?
And get involved.
Now, the Coalition fought and advocated to be on the UN Human Rights Council, and I think we're heading in that direction.
Dr. Katie Allen says the Liberal Party is committed to dealing with climate change by taking what she calls an economically responsible approach.
We need to have a strong economy. We need to have an economically responsible economy going forward. And in order to have a sustainable future, we need to be able to do both from an economic and an environmental imperative. We need to be able to say what we're going to do in the future. And if you look at what our plan is, a $3.5 billion investment in the Climate Solutions Fund, we're looking at pumped hydro, solar, and we're looking at wind, but also investing in hydrogen with regards to Alan Finkel, who I know very well, is going to deliver a report at the end of this year. So we do have a plan for our future, and it's an economically responsible plan.
Greg Dyatt, SBS News. If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.